No gems. Okay, here we go. You need not get at it, for you are it. You can't find awareness, you just have to be aware, don't you?
Where's awareness?
You need not get at it, for you are it. It will get at you if you give it a chance. Let go your attachment to the unreal, and the real will swiftly and smoothly step into its own. Stop imagining yourself being or doing this or that, and the realization that you are the source and heart of all will dawn upon you. With this will come great love, which is not choice or predilection, nor attachment, but a power which makes all things love-worthy and lovable. And here's the Buddha speaking to a group of monks some 2,500 years ago. I will teach you the end, bhikkhus, and the path that goes to the end. Do listen to it. And what, bhikkhus, is the end? And these are all synonyms for nibbana, different ways. The truth, free from the asavas, the further shore, the subtle, the hard to see, the unfading, the stable, the undecaying, the invisible, the taintless, the peace, the deathless, the excellent, the blissful, the security, the destruction of craving, the wonderful, the marvelous, the free from ill, nibbana, the harmless, dispassion, purity, release, non-attachment, the island, the cave, the stronghold, the refuge, the goal, and the path that goes to the goal. Do listen to it. And what, bhikkhus, is the goal? It is the ending of greed, the ending of hatred, the ending of illusion. That, bhikkhus, is called the goal. And what, bhikkhus, is the way that goes to the goal? It is mindfulness relating to the body. Interesting, huh? You think it'd be some kind of big hoo-ha. Mindfulness relating to the body. When I first read that, I said, wow. Huh? Mindfulness relating, we can all do that. We can all be aware of the body, can't we? And what, bhikkhus, is the way that goes to the goal? It is mindfulness relating to the body. That, bhikkhus, is called the way that goes to the goal. Thus, bhikkhus, have I taught you the goal and the way that goes to the goal. Whatsoever, bhikkhus, should be done by a teacher that seeks the welfare of his disciples in compassion, feeling compassion, that I have done for you. Here, bhikkhus, are the roots of trees. This is in India, not in Arnprior. Here, bhikkhus, are the roots of trees. Here are lonely places. Do meditate. Do not be remiss. Be not remorseful hereafter. This is our instruction to you. Mindfulness of the body. Yeah? Interesting. There is an unborn, an unbrought to being, an unmade, an unformed. If there were not, there would be no escape made known here for one who is born, brought to being, made, formed. But since there is an unborn, an unbrought to being, an unmade, an unformed, an escape is therefore described for one who is born, brought to being, made, and formed. So these were the ways that the Nibbana was. Nibbana always sounds like I joke, it kind of sounds like it's somewhere in Florida. You kind of go somewhere, right? But then there are all these synonyms. If you in like that list, the stable. You can look at what's unstable. Thoughts are unstable. Sounds are unstable. Emotions are, holy cow, they're unstable. So when you get that sense of, okay, well, what's stable? Well, it can't be a thought that's unstable. The body can't be stable. So what does he mean by mindfulness of the body? He's not saying that the body is the goal. That couldn't be it. But to sustain awareness with the body becomes a way of staying focused in the present moment, doesn't it? And then that sense of being focused in the present moment, you know, so that's what's really stable, it's just that knowing. And then so we say that mindfulness is the gateway to the deathless. Awareness is the gateway to the deathless. The stable, the invisible. You know, mindfulness doesn't have a color, right? It's not big or small. You can't find it as an object. The taintless, it's not stained by anything. The consciousness comes and goes with all its taints. It's all its loves and hates and so on, but the awareness of that. Security. What can you really rely upon? Anyway, that the way you use something like that is to kind of really, you contemplate it. Not just think about it, and then that begins to inform right understanding. And what it does for me, it says where not to go, where not to put my trust in, what to let go of, so I keep coming home, try to. All right, let's do some sitting.